Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Continental Extreme Contact DWS 06 Plus. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What is up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire, for Wednesday, April 20th. And we got a great podcast ahead for you. A lot of good stories in sports, not just the NBA, although it was a sweet, sweet sweep for your boy. 3-0 on bets last night, up to a robust 15-6 gambling on the NBA. You guys know my trip to Cabo for spring break was paid for eventually by the Kansas Jayhawks triumphantly capturing the title in the Calcutta. It was just an awesome win. I want to pay for a vacation. Now, I don't even know if we're going to take another one in the summer. But if we do take another one, I want the NBA playoffs to pay for it because it's been a good one. Jaren Jackson coming through for me. Who else? Miami Heat, Minnesota. Devin Booker went off last night. What a game. We're not going to spend too much time talking about blowouts and stuff. But thank you guys for the commentary on the Dan Patrick podcast. Sounds like we got a couple new listeners to the podcast. Welcome, Dan Patrick fans. Always fun hosting with Doug Gottlieb. We didn't get in too many arguments, although we, you know, vehemently disagree on some things. They're just fundamental disagreements. That's normal when you get two sports hosts together. I want to open this podcast. I know everybody's excited about tonight's. Obviously, the Nets game is paramount. I mean, listen, Nets-Celtics was, I think, and Rob can check me on this, highest-rated playoff game in the first round in something like 6 years. That's how big of a number they got. On Sunday. Tonight, it is the marquee matchup, 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 4 o'clock Pacific, which is great. Early start. We've also got Bulls, Bucks, game 2, not that spicy, and then Philly, Toronto. That'll be over if Philly wins tonight. But I need to start because we had an author named Jeff Perlman on the show last month. I forget. And he wrote a book about the Showtime Lakers that ended up becoming, I think he said 8 or 9 years later, this TV show on HBO called Winning Time, about the rise of the Showtime Lakers. And I am obsessed with the show. It is incredible. It is awesome. If you have HBO, you're greatly enjoying it. If you don't have HBO, you're really missing out. And HBO Max is cheap. They don't pay me to sponsor ads on this site, but I will tell you, this show is worth it. So maybe wait for the show to end and then get like a free month of HBO and then just devour the show in like a week. It is great. That being said, the show made a lot of news and it's going to be talked about a lot today. When Jerry West demanded a retraction and an apology for what he called a baseless and malicious assault on his character. This broke late last night. Jerry West is complaining, and all of a sudden, a lot more people that had never heard of the show are going to be like, wait a minute, what did they make Jerry West do? Jerry West looks like, oh, he's a raging alcoholic. What? And folks, I have to be honest. I might have even said it on this podcast. After the first two episodes of the show, I had to Google Jerry West and be like, is this guy this friggin' crazy? Was he really like this? Obviously, the answer is no. It is a heavy dramatization. If you go back and listen to the podcast with Perlman, he says, like, listen, a lot of the stuff on the show didn't happen in the book, okay? And according to the book, Jerry West was not a crazy lunatic. Now, in the show, Jerry West is really off the reservation. He is drinking in the office. He throws his trophy through the window. Like, and all these people have come out and said, you know, in the Lakers organization, like, this is not true. That never happened. HBO so far is mum. I don't really know what you, like, apology, a retraction. I don't know what they can do to appease Jerry West. But Rob, I know we've talked about the show plenty. Jerry West has like a good reputation. I am surprised. It's almost like he comes off so crazy that there's no way possible that it's true. You know, one of those deals?
Yeah. And look, if you have an issue with the way you're portrayed on the show, I get it. But as Jeff Perlman has noted, as anybody who knows anything about media has noted, these based on true event movies, TV shows are very loosely based on a true story. You know, remember the Titans. Sorry to break it to you, America, but that Denzel championship team did not exactly go down the way they talk about
it. Oh, shocker.
Okay. Apologies, America, little children out listening to this show. From what I've been told, most people at Notre Dame hated that guy, Rudy.
Oh.
Okay. Just letting you know that. So I don't have an issue with Jerry West being upset about the way he's portrayed, like, you know, whatever. You know, a good way to make sure that kind of stuff doesn't happen, though, is to make sure that you're involved in the process.
Nobody wants to be involved because they're not getting paid.
No, and I'm glad you brought up Jeff Perlman, because he did a long Twitter rant on Monday talking about a Kareem Abdul-Jabbar blog post about Winning Time, which is kind of funny that this happened a few hours before the Jerry West demanding an apology. So what Kareem says is, I'll start with the bland characterization. The characters are crude stick figure representation that resemble real people, the way Lego Han Solo resembles Harrison Ford. Each character is reduced to a single bold trait, as if the writers were afraid anything more complex would tax the viewer's comprehension. Kareem, like Jerry West, doesn't come off too well in the show. However, as Jeff Perlman notes in his Twitter thread, Kareem had every opportunity to be involved in at least the book portion of the Showtime Lakers. Repeatedly said no. I've worked with Kareem a little bit in the past, trying to get him on some shows. We've had him on a couple of shows. I can tell you everything that Jeff Perlman said in his Twitter thread about the difficulties of working with Kareem and his people is 100% accurate. So if you have that kind of an issue, Jerry West, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, with the way you're being portrayed on a fictional TV show, then you know what? Maybe you call up HBO. Maybe you call up Adam McKay and say, look, let me consult on season two. I understand that you want to poke fun and have some liberties with what happened back in the day. But I think that we can go a long way if we add a little bit more realism to this situation or this character, what have you. But these guys who are both, what, in their 70s, 80s now, complaining about a fictional dramedy, miss me with all that.
Well, I'm wondering, Rob, if they think that the next generation watching is going to think of Kareem and Jerry West as, you know, crazy people, which is kind of how they're portrayed. Meanwhile, Michael Jordan And I've already forgotten the name of whatever he put out during the pandemic. Basically, it was...
The Last Dance.
The Last Dance, right? Michael Jordan in The Last Dance basically comes off as never missing a shot. The perfect basketball player. He's like, it comes off like looking amazing. He totally shat on Scottie Pippen and made him look awful to the point that Pippen is like a train wreck now as a human. I think he... Didn't he lose his job at ESPN or is he still on their TV shows?
He may have. I'm not 100% sure, but I believe that he may
have. Yeah, I mean, like, Jordan sent him into a spiral. I mean, Jordan went after people settling scores like 20 years later. You know, that's when you do it yourself. If Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who was one of the most famous athletes at the height in America, right? At the height of his sportsdom, Rob, we weren't even born. But I know in the 70s, you know, my dad had like just come to America and was like, listen, this guy, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, what a story, you know? Super famous. You don't want to cooperate on anything. What do you expect to happen? You know? And I did read the Jeff Perlman rant on Twitter. It's pretty damn good. Jeff Perlman is a wordsmith. He and I had an issue way back, maybe a decade ago, and I wondered if he wouldn't want to come on the podcast because of that, but I guess he either forgot or didn't matter. I only vividly remember it because I remember the room I was in, and I was so shocked at the request he was making. But again, Jeff Perlman is a really good, does a good job at being an author and research. I don't think the book makes Jabbar or West look bad, so their beef is with HBO. I don't think they're going to get any money, but let's move on.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because he didn't need it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Before we get to NBA, Rob, quickly, this is another story I just want to touch on. We don't do a lot of baseball here. Baseball fans have tweeted at me, have Instagram DM'd me. How come you don't talk about this, that, or the other? It doesn't have a ton of juice. And I will confess, I love college basketball. I'm really not allowed to do a ton of college basketball on here because nobody clicks on those podcasts. A lot of times, people look at the headline. If it's NFL, they're clicking. If it's NBA, they're probably clicking. If it's LeBron, they'll hate click. If it's college basketball, it better be a good-ass topic. You know, like, that's the deal. If it's baseball, it's a lot of passes. If it's NHL, it's like, do I unsubscribe from this podcast? Like, that's where we are in podcasts. That's why there's a million NBA pods. I don't even know if there is a hockey pod. I'm sure there is one anyway. Major League Baseball isn't the focus of this story, but I read this somewhere and I was stunned because I had not heard it anywhere else. I do subscribe to a couple newsletters, and this one that I heard about wasn't even sports, where I heard about this guy. This guy's name is Roki Sasaki. He's a 20-year-old pitcher in Japan's top league, okay? He pitched the first perfect game in the league in 28 years, and while doing so, struck out 19 guys, including 13 in a row. He's 20 years old, and he regularly touched 100 miles an hour. So let's just put this together. 20 years old, perfect game, 19 strikeouts, 100 miles an hour on the gun. My first thing when I read that was, oh, when is he coming to the majors? So who's going to, Yankees going to bid for him? Is he Dodgers? Tell me he's not a Red Sox guy. Otani, famously, you know, Anaheim. Otani's crushing it, obviously. And then I read the news that is just mind-bogglingly stupid. This superstar, how do you say his name, Rob? Is it Roki Sasaki?
I believe it's Roki.
Roki, okay. Roki has a good sting.
It does sound cool.
It does sound cool. And I had a buddy in college. Actually, the last physical fight I got in with, his name was Roki. If you want a funny story, and I don't want to go off on too much of a tangent. So he was like kind of like the black sheep of our crew. You know, when you're in college, you get four roommates together. One guy's always like the, you know, he gets the smallest room. And that was this guy. He just kind of, I don't know. I shouldn't crap on him because he went a little crazy. And I do mean he ended up in the loony bin for a little bit. That's how crazy he went. So my mom regularly, I lived a couple hours away from college. My mom would like, you know, I'd go home some weekends and my mom would make my favorite dish, her chicken curry, and I would bring it back to college. And of course, I'd eat that for like 4 days straight, like every meal, lunch, dinner for like 4 days. One night I come home and the dude's just sitting there, you know, hammered from a night of drinking, and he's eating my mom's chicken curry. Didn't ask or nothing. And you know, listen, you mess with a mommy's boy's dinner and we gonna have words. And so I went off on him. I just absolutely went off, and you know, he'd been drunk and I was not as drunk. And he like ultimately pushed me. And you know, you have that cheap furniture, Rob, in college, like it's all wooden because it's crappy and you're in college. It's off campus. I was so angry, yes, that he ate my mom's chicken curry. And I know people are going to hit me on social media with this. I don't really care, guys. I tell the full story. You want to laugh, laugh. I physically picked him up and like body slammed, like took him by the shirt and put him down on the table. And it was like kind of physical. I was really heated at this. And I don't get in a lot of fights. And the rest of the roommates were kind of laughing and then stepped in. Whoa, whoa, what the hell's going on? Jay, you got to calm down. I was so heated. He was also the guy. And I really shouldn't say this because, gosh, this is bad. So, Rob, your buddy's at class. You go mess around in their room, right? So yep. What we would do is, oh, Jesus, I should not admit this. We would go on his computer and, you know, the screensaver comes on, right? So when you put in the password for the screensaver, it shows your home screen or whatever it's called, your screen. And we would put like grotesque pictures of nude women, like really like 600-pound women, like buck naked, right? So he would come home And if he had like his girlfriend or a friend or whatever, he would like put in his password, and on the computer screen, you get this like grossly obese, like just disgusting naked woman. And we did it repeatedly, and he was so angry. But it was like a funny prank. Rob, you're not really laughing, but did you guys never do that?
I can't say that I
you
have.
Never did that?
But,
I had a lock on my door, so he could never get in. He just didn't lock his door. At any rate, his name was Rocky. This guy's name is Roki Sasaki, this incredible pitcher. So, Rob, I get all excited. Okay, Otani's here. He's crushing it. When is he going to arrive? Apparently, according to Major League Baseball rules, he's unable to come here until he's 25 years old? Like, what? This is, I'm blown away. This is the height of stupidity. And it's like, what on earth is this about? So apparently there's a current agreement that says players younger than 25 or who have fewer than 6 years of professional experience are subject to the international bonus pool system and all this nonsense. I got to say, Rob, it's super disappointing. Like, how does baseball have such a dumb rule in place?
Oh, I have news for you, Jason. That is not the only dumb rule that baseball has in place.
Oh,
okay. There's a reason why their demographic, or excuse me, their fans who watch baseball on television skews older and older every year. Okay. You brought up the age rule. That, you know, there's some people who think that has some legitimacy. I don't. I'm like you. I think that that's not smart. That's not forward thinking if you're baseball, to get as many stars in as quickly as possible. Here's a few other ones. Major League Baseball still has a rule that prohibits highlights from being shared on the radio until after the game is over. Major League Baseball prohibits the sharing of video highlights by fans or networks on social media until after the game is complete, unless it is provided specifically by MLB Network or MLB.com, and they distribute it to those teams, to those networks, and say, hey, you can use this highlight.
Unbelievable. Hey, baseball, you got to get your act together, you know?
They have no interest, it feels like, in growing the games with a younger audience.
Yeah, I mean, and you watch an NFL game, anytime Justin Jefferson scores and hits the gritty on a sick touchdown, it's instantly all over social media, Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, you name it. And it's like, this is enhancing Justin Jefferson, enhancing the league, as my dog Buddy freaks out. Buddy's been silent for a little while, if you guys have noticed. He's been quiet for a few weeks. I remember when he was the star of a podcast one day. And we've been doing a good job keeping Buddy under wraps. And now he's freaking out because there's a bunch of dogs in the neighborhood. And when they walk by, Buddy freaks out. That being said, Rob, it's time to pivot to the association. I don't think there's a lot to say about the Grizzlies curb stomping the Minnesota Timberwolves. That was a blowout. Anybody could see that. Stevie Wonder could see that coming. The lone negative on this was Ja Morant's, what is that, thigh injury? It looked like, I don't want to say a dirty screen from Karl Anthony Towns. I mean, you know, it looked like a knee hit the thigh. Morant limped off. They didn't need him. It was a blowout. Series 1-1. I'll tell you this, game three, it's not often you say Minnesota-Memphis is must-see TV, but that game's going to be heated, especially if Ja Morant's injured. And Karl Anthony Towns could be a target. He was pretty bad once again. Anthony Edwards was good, but Karl Anthony Towns not good. Rob, I still don't have a read on who wins the series. I still think I'm going with the initial gut was Memphis. They had seven guys scoring double figures. We finally saw their offense kind of unleashed. I will go with Memphis still to win the series.
Yeah, and before the series, I had Memphis in six, and I remember I was getting a little bit of push-up, not a lot, but a little bit of pushback on social media saying, you know, wow, you're over-believing in the Minnesota Timberwolves. You know, you're buying into the hype after that one play-in victory over the Clippers. And you know, I was high on the Clippers before the play-in started. And I said, no, it has less to do with the Timberwolves and more to do with Memphis has this core group of guys has never won a playoff series.
Yeah.
So them losing in game one was not shocking to me. Them bouncing back in game two and beating the brakes off of the Timberwolves was not shocking to me because they're learning as they go how to win, how to get up, how to prepare for playoff games. And I think this is going to be a learning curve for them, which is why I don't expect this to be a fast series. But again, I think that they are the better team. So I think eventually they'll pull it out.
Elsewhere last night, Jimmy Buckets dropped a 45 burger on the Atlanta Hawks. But Jimmy Butler was in his bag. Just a tremendous game. Put the team on his back. I'll say this. They got nothing from Kyle Lowry. They got nothing from Bam Adebayo. Duncan Robinson was the hero in game one when he hit eight threes. Rob, I don't know if he got hurt and I missed it. Duncan Robinson played 7 minutes and did not take one shot. He went from 27 points to zero. And basically, Jimmy Butler carried him to victory. I know people love Trae Young. Trae Young has now hit under on both of his games. He is shooting woeful from deep. I think he's 3 for his last 18 or something. And he had 10 turnovers, forcing the issue big time. Bogdanovich is the only reason this was close. He had 29. He was great. I'm telling you, Hawks are down 0-2. I can see them getting swept here and the front office being real ticked off. Now, I know they don't have Capella, and Gallinari was terrible. John Collins hasn't really delivered. Okongwu seemed like he's not quite ready for that moment. I like him a lot in his future. But they're thin bench. You rode Trae Young hard. He was a turnover machine. I said Heat and four, and a bunch of guys on IG got all angry at me, and I'm sticking with Heat pulling the sweep. Folks, just remember, they have gotten no games yet from Adebayo and Lowry, okay? This team is deep. I like them to get to the NBA Finals out of the East. I'm impressed with the Heat so far.
It's almost, Jason, like they're the number one seed in the Eastern Conference. Like, I don't know why people are so shocked and surprised that Miami is putting it on Atlanta the way that they have been. Atlanta should not have been in the playoffs, okay? They were not one of the top 8 seeds before the play-in tournament. They got lucky with the draw because Cleveland is banged up beyond recognition. The team that we saw midseason doesn't exist anymore. Miami is a damn good team, you know? And not only are they deep, they play tremendous defense. And Eric Spoelstra is a top 5 coach in the league. So this, what they're doing to the Hawks should not come as a shock to anyone other than those jabronis that are trolling you in the Instagram comments.
Nice usage of jabroni.
I know that's your word.
I'll give them some shine here. The Pelicans are really hanging tough, man, with the Phoenix Suns. I'm impressed with how the Pelicans are playing. And I got to admit, I was wrong. I went on Undisputed back in August and took a colossal dump on this organization, David Griffin, the way they handled Zion, the owner. And then Griffin pulled the rabbit out of the hat, saving it with C.J. McCollum. And C.J. McCollum and Ingram are getting it done. That's what Rob says. Former Laker, Brandon
Ingram. That's right.
Ingram.
Thank you.
Willie Green pushing all the right buttons. Like, the Pelicans are feisty. Now, listen, Zion, you know, like, let's say, Rob, that you return Zion to this team. They're not winning the series, obviously, short of a Chris Paul, like, going down and not returning, or Devin Booker not returning. They're not winning the series. Is there a case that the Pelicans could, I don't know, you add Zion, can they be a top 4 team in the West? I mean, listen, the Lakers got a lot of ground to cover. Phoenix, like, are they going to keep this going? Phoenix should keep it going. Chris Paul is going to be 38 next year. But, you know, every year somebody kind of surprises everyone. This year it was Memphis. Well, I don't see why the Pels can't add Zion, who I think is the top 20 player in the league, and maybe make a major run next year.
I don't know about top 4. I mean, the West is pretty good. You know, I think the Lakers are going to retool. I think the Warriors are going to be even better. You know, we'll get into the emergence of Jordan Poole here in a second. Mm. I think they can make a leap where they're a consistent playoff team. The only thing I disagree with you about, though, is I don't think Zion Williamson is long for New Orleans.
I agree.
I think that you're going to see this summer, maybe, you know, around July when free agency is really picking up, leaked reports, you know, that Zion Williamson is disgruntled, unhappy, considering requesting a trade. Not that he's actually requesting a trade, but he's thinking about doing it, because from everything we've read, he thinks he should be playing in this series. He's putting out these Instagram videos of him dunking 360, you know, making the floor cave in. I don't know if you saw that video where he leapt off the ground and the wood caved for a second. It buckled. And he wants to play, but from all the reports we're reading, it's the Pelicans and David Griffin, again, the same thing he did in the bubble, who is deciding that he is not ready to play. And if you already have a contentious relationship with the front office as it is, this kind of stuff is not helping. I'm sure he's going to think if and when this series gets wrapped up that he could have helped him. So I don't see the Pelicans making that big of a jump, because some of it depends on Zion Williamson. I just don't think he's long for New Orleans.
And I know that's going to be a lot of people coming in saying, Jay, you're just so prisoner of the moment. New Orleans making a run. Again, they're in position, guys. When you add a top 20 player like Zion, to reconfigure on the fly. They're doing it without a point guard, which is kind of interesting. McCollum is not a natural point guard. Brandon Ingram, I mean, he did need the ball in LA, but to me, he's not one of these guys who is desperate to have the ball to be effective. You know, coming off screens, he can make some things happen. I just wonder how you play Zion and Valanciunas. Do you use Zion and Hayes? Like, they've got options. I like Larry Nance coming off the bench. Everybody loves Grand Theft Alvarado. They're better with Trey Murphy playing. So they're going to be a spicy team next year.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Toyo tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Toyo test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think. Love he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on
I'm
top
not
of it.
Like that. See that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came out from crying tears. Crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live. The only thing better than sitting on your couch watching the game is making money while you do it. Here's your best bet.
All right, Rob, let's wrap up with tonight's games. I don't know. If Toronto loses, it's over. They're done. You go down 3-1, it's over. Even if they win, it's really tough to make a case that they can make a run and win this series, as good as Philly's been. But is this a game you would consider backing the Raptors at home? Still no word, no official word on Scotty Barnes. Is this a play for you?
No. And it's the Scottie Barnes thing is a big deal. Now, I'm looking really stupid right now, and I think you are a little bit too. Maybe less so because you were. No, we're both looking stupid. I'm going to lump you in with me, Jason. We both thought that the Raptors were going to win.
A great matchup, yeah.
And unfortunately, the Scottie Barnes injury is huge. Gary Trent Jr. is banged up, and he was sick and to a point where Nick Nurse said he shouldn't have even played. I think he had more fouls. He had four fouls like in 10 minutes, something like that. Something stupid. And unfortunately, that's what happens. You know, I think that the Dallas Mavericks, had they had Luka Doncic, would be up 2-0. That's just the way the cards are dealt, you know, in this postseason. And so, unfortunately for me and you, who felt really good about Toronto coming into the series and the Nick Nurse factor, they already didn't have the top-end talent to keep up with Joel Embiid. But when you start wiping away at the depth, which is the only thing they had going in their favor, then it's just a complete mismatch. And unfortunately for them, I don't think that minus Scottie Barnes, I'm assuming Trent will play, but I don't think he's going to be very effective. Fred VanVleet's been banged up. That was kind of underreported leading into the playoffs, how hurt and limited he would be. I don't feel comfortable at all picking the Raptors to win. I think they might get swept. It doesn't necessarily mean I think that the Sixers are that great. It's just, you know, your only advantage was the coaching and the depth, and now you're missing three of your top five players.
No question about it. Bad read by me. I got the same like seven guys asking me, what about the Sixers? Have you changed your mind? Yeah, guys, it's okay. People have bad reads, you know? I honestly, it was a bad read by me. I did not anticipate Tyrese Maxey. Tyrese Maxey, who's never... Has he played in a playoff game before?
Last year?
Yeah, he was there last year. But he was nothing like this. Tyrese Maxey this year has been incredible, off the charts, better than James Harden. I know you have a spicy Harden take. We'll let you fire that tomorrow, hopefully after the Raptors win and Harden plays poorly again. But honestly, guys, this is keeping it 100. I don't think anybody who follows the NBA could have anticipated Tyrese Maxey in two games would be this good. He's been the second best player. He's allowed Tobias Harris the freedom to like have zero pressure. Like, there's no pressure on Tobias Harris. None. It's like, oh, Tyrese Maxey, he's going to give you threes, and he's going to give you drives, and he's going to give you free. Like, he gives you everything offensively you need. The guy's got 61 points in two games. He's 8 of 14 from three, 9 of 10 from the foul line. He's got, I think, more assists than James Harden in the series. Tyrese Maxey has been incredible. Nobody saw this coming. This changes the trajectory of the Sixers. Now, how much can you rely on a 21-year-old to deliver next round against Miami? Yes, they'll dispatch Toronto. I think on principle, you kind of have to bet the Raptors getting the points at home. Remember when like Matisse Thybulle not playing in Toronto was a factor in the series? You know, just file it away, guys. When everybody and their mom is saying Matisse Thybulle, like Matisse Thybulle barely was in the rotation in game two. I think he played like 12 minutes. So I think on principle, I have to take Toronto, but I'm looking at the line movement and it went from Philly favored by 2 to Philly favored by 1.5. So there is some money coming in on Toronto. We'll go to Chicago quickly. Milwaukee game 2. I can't make a case for the Bulls, but I don't think I'm betting the Bucks again. They just went to sleep after getting a 15-point lead. I don't think the series is particularly interesting. Maybe Zach LaVine will go for 47 points and make it close, Rob. I don't know. I like Bucks.
Oh, and this game, in the series, I like the Bucks in a sweep. But in this game, I'm looking at the lines right now. And again, it could change as of game time. But the one I'm looking at has Bucks minus 10. I'm not sure if that's what you have. I like Chicago in the points. There is no way that Zach LaVine, DeMar DeRozan, and Vooch are going to shoot as poorly as they did in game one. Like, it is physically impossible to have three of your best players combined to shoot like 31%. Like, it's not going to happen. So give me the Bulls plus the double digits. Give me Chicago.
And then the big one is Brooklyn-Boston. Obviously, all eyes going to be on Kyrie Irving. Now, listen, Kyrie Irving has been instigating Boston fans for about a year now, dating back to stomping on Lucky the logo, telling Boston fans they're like scorned ex-girlfriends, you know, encouraging the fans with the middle fingers. Like, he's bringing all this on. I don't know, Rob, if he doesn't deliver in this game and they go down 0-2, it seems like a long shot that they'll fall down 0-2. I think everybody and their mom is going to be betting on Brooklyn. I'm going to wait a little bit. It looks like there is early money on Brooklyn. I think Boston favored by four is a lot. Remember, Brooklyn covered the first game. Now, it's weird because Brooklyn was dominant in the fourth quarter, still lost. Boston led, I think, by 15 in the third. Boston outplayed them. And, you know, I know you're going to say, hey, is Kevin Durant going to play shoot 9 for 24 again? I'll say, fine. I'll see that and raise you this. Is the Nets bench going to give you 30 points again? Because that's what Dragic and Claxton and whoever else they had in, they gave him 30 points. That's not happening. The bench is a joke. Now, I know Boston played their guys hard. They got the win. They were in control of that game. This is a tough one. I think it's probably a Brooklyn money line play that they're just going to win the game. But I can see them losing this, Rob. I can. And I can see Kyrie getting in his head. It's almost like he's trying to do too much. This has been marinating now since Sunday. 3 days of people getting lubed up and fired up to yell. And, I mean, probably going to be extra security at the game tonight. I don't know, Rob. All I know is Kyrie better win. I don't care if Kyrie goes 4 for 25 and they win. As long as they win the game, that's all that matters here. Kyrie, he cannot make it personal with the Boston crowd and the Celtics because he tried to do that on the final possession, Rob. And Horford was like, we're double-teaming the shit out of this guy. And he had to unload the pass late to Durant, bad shot, lose the game. I think Kyrie's got to play winning basketball, not Kyrie Irving basketball.
Yeah, I agree. And I don't have a side on this wagering-wise. I don't know about the spread. Feels like it's too mercurial for me, the way it's moving up. I don't know if I like that. I like Boston on the money line. I like Boston on the money line. And it is because, like you said, can we count on Kevin Durant to shoot 9 for 24? No. Can you count on Kyrie Irving scoring 18 points in the fourth quarter again? Probably not. But there are some things that you can count on. And I think Boston's defense this season is legitimate. The 16 turnovers by Brooklyn, I think they can do that again. I think that Boston can force them into bad passes, turnovers. Kevin Durant's got a really loose handle for all the skills that he has. Handling the basketball is not one of them. Well, it's not as supreme as his other skills are. Let's put it that way. You know, Boston dominating on the boards. They were plus 14. I can see them doing that again. Mm-hmm. So the things that I saw from Boston, I think that they did well, are more duplicatable. Is that a right word? I think that's a word.
I think that might be a word.
I think that's a word.
Yeah.
I think I can see them doing those things again against Brooklyn and having them come out and get the win.
Robin, that's what I'm learning. Robin's vocabulary bag early on a Wednesday morning.
I Googled some stuff.
This is a take I had marinating. So I did Dan Patrick Tuesday. And I'm at the computer trying to cook up some stuff. I'm reading and looking at some numbers. And then I went on YouTube and I just watched the condensed highlights. And I'm saving this, burying it in the 35-minute mark in the podcast. I love Kevin Durant. You guys know that. Okay? I think Jason Tatum looked like a better player right now than Kevin Durant did in game one. I don't know if Durant is still not 100% off the injuries, or he's just starting to look his age. Obviously, Kevin Durant is incredible, one of the best players in the world. It was, you know, you just watch it again and you're like, well, Tatum's faster. Tatum blocked his shot. Tatum's better on the block. Tatum shot better. Durant is 33. I'm not saying Jason Tatum is better than Kevin Durant. I'm just saying in game one, Jason Tatum looked like a better player than Kevin Durant. And I don't know, Rob, I don't want that to be the headline. I don't want people coming after me. Just the observation. I don't want to say Durant looked old and creaky, but this wasn't the same dominant, utterly dominant Durant I saw in that Bucks series last year, where he was averaging like 40 points a game or whatever. This is not close to the same Durant I saw in the Golden State Warriors series when they won back-to-back titles and he was the MVP. Listen, Kevin Durant is great. He was very, very good this season. He's going to be All-NBA probably. I just, something seemed off in game one. I don't know if it was like the play-in and then game one and he's still not 100% healthy. Now, they did get an extra day, Rob. I don't know. Are you seeing any of the same thing that I saw with Durant?
Yeah, I did. I thought that Jason Tatum was the best player on the floor. For all of Kyrie Irving's heroics there in the second half, I think Kevin Durant overall is the best player in the series. But in game one alone, Jason Tatum, I thought, was easily the best player. Not just the 31 points or the 8 assists. He was playing tremendous defense out there. a lot of times on Kevin Durant. And KD, just because, you know, because his age and his injury history, it's not realistic to expect him to have to check Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum every time down the floor. But unfortunately, he's their only above average wing defender. Like Bruce Brown, I know he tries, but he's at his best playing as like a small ball power forward. He's not really defending wings like Boston has. So Kevin Durant, unfortunately, is going to be asked to not only set the table for everybody on offense in Brooklyn, because Kyrie, that's not really what he does. He's got to score most of the points because he's their best shooter. He's their best scorer. And now he's also got to be their best defender on the wings, on the perimeter, against two of the best, what, under 25 wings in all of basketball? So it's not, you know, unreasonable to expect him to kind of wear down throughout a game against a team like Boston. So I agree with you.
Again, this is just the box score numbers. Durant, 23 points on 24 shots. Jason Tatum, 31 on 18 shots. KD, 5 free throw attempts. Tatum, 12. Tatum, 8 assists. KD, 3. Turnovers, Kevin Durant, 6. Tatum, 5. Like, again, I know it's just stats and a box score, but again, go watch the condensed version on YouTube, and maybe you'll see some of the same stuff I saw, but I didn't see the dominant Kevin Durant I'm used to.
Willing to bet we'll see him, though, tonight
yes,
in game two.
I would lean on Kevin Durant overs is what I would look at. I've got it in front of me. Kevin Durant, 29.5 is the total.
Give me the over on that one.
Jason Tatum is 30.5. Kyrie is 28.5, and it looks like money's coming in on the under because I think this is going to be a Durant game.
I would agree with that.
All right, guys, that's a long one. We'll be back tomorrow. Talk to you then.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.